I'm Steve McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Mr. Hud M. Oates, O-A-T-E-S. Antelope Way, Weed, California, 96094, phone 530-261-2488. I'm sorry, it's 530-261-2468. ID is XXX XX5523, date of birth is 7/30/1975, 46-year-old, married, elementary teacher, BU. HEVILLE Elementary. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is CVS. It is addressed to 'Lisa K. M.I.Z.E.U.R.F.N.P.' Below that, just say C.L. Those are capitals. Mercy, M.E.R.C.Y. Lake Shastina, room 3. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for findings of hydrocephalus with history of possible headache, recent fall from ground level, and memory changes. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Mr. Hud, H-U-D, O-A-T-E-S, for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. Hud Oates is currently working as a fifth grade elementary teacher, not necessarily experiencing any particular difficulty in his occupation, but having noticed some difficulties with transient thought blocking more recently, new paragraph. He has a childhood and adult history of shunt placement for evidence of cerebral cystic degeneration since infancy. where the placement was accomplished at UCSF as a life-saving procedure. New paragraph. He has some other medical problems that have been addressed. Including some esophageal gastrointestinal problems. He suffered an episode of a sudden fall with loss of motor control recently, for which he was seen for evaluation and completed CT imaging. New paragraph. Current medications list these vertically: levothyroxine 25 micrograms daily, hypothyroidism, montelukast 10 milligrams daily for allergies, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, history of GERD heartburn, vitamin D3 50,000 units weekly, dash subphysiologic levels B complex. Supplement, fish oil, 1,200 milligrams, probiotic supplement, vitamin C daily. Medical allergies, adverse reactions, none known. New paragraph, past medical history. He has a history of ulcers, hernia, asthma, childhood chickenpox. Allergies and sensitivities, none reported. New paragraph, systematic review of symptoms. In general, he gives a history of fainting, depression, forgetfulness, headaches, loss of sleep. New paragraph. ENT, he wears eyeglasses. He has a history of earaches with a clicking sound in the right ear. A history of hay fever. New paragraph. Respiratory history of treated asthma. New paragraph. Cardiovascular, no symptoms reported. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Gastrointestinal. He reports some episodes of diarrhea. He has a history of stomach pain, rectal bleeding, acid peptic disease. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Neck, no symptoms reported. Male function. He stands 5 feet 2 inches tall, weighs 240-ish pounds. He reports nocturia times 1. He denied other male genitourinary problems. His last prostate and rectal examination was 5 years ago. Sexual function. He is sexually active, reporting a normal sexual life. He denied discomfort with intercourse. There's no history of transmissible disease. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Mental health, he has some feelings of depression. He has seen a counselor. Stress is a problem for him. Neuropsychiatric, he did not indicate a history of psychiatric evaluation, care history of convulsions. He does report near syncope fainting spells on several recent occasions. He has no history of other paralysis. Personal health and safety, he did not report other problems. There's no history of public health related verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. He was born on July 30th, 1975. He's 46 years old and right-handed. New paragraph. His father's age 90 in fair health. His mother died at age 49 with a history of diabetes and pneumonia. Two of his male siblings, ages 56 and 58, passed away with liver cancer and liver failure. He has a 64-year-old brother in fair health. New paragraph. His wife is 38 years old in good health. His two children, ages 6 and 14, are in good health. New paragraph. He reported a family history of asthma, cancer, chemical dependency, diabetes, Barrett's esophagus. He denied a family history of arthritis, bleeding tendency, convulsions, heart disease or stroke, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious illness. New paragraph. Education. He completed high school in 1993, college in 1997, and 2 years of postgraduate education in 2016. Social history and health habits. He's married. He takes alcohol rarely, maybe a beverage every few months. He does not use tobacco, recreational substances. He lives with his wife and their children at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. He is a teacher. He is employed full-time. He denied unusual occupational concerns, industrial exposures, or loss of work. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. In the past, he has a history of fractures, concussion, and some serious illness. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. He had a history of illness in 1975 of unknown etiology. New paragraph. His cerebral shunt was placed in 1975. Revisions were completed in 1978. With other surgeries in 2010 and 2018. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, he reports some transient dizziness, history of depressed nervousness, reduced concentration, and some memory reduction. New paragraph. Head, he denied neuralgia, but reports a history of headaches in the top frontal portion of his forehead, unknown etiology, typically relieved by common medication. New paragraph. He has had 4 episodes of near syncope or loss of consciousness. 1 major fall in February 2022, unknown etiology. He felt, quote, out of his body before this occurred. Nevertheless, he got up and went back to work. He's had several near syncope episodes since that time, but no falls. New paragraph. He denies a similar family history. Neck, he denied symptoms. Upper back and arms, he denied symptoms. Middle back, he denied symptoms. Low back, he denied symptoms. Shoulder, he denied symptoms. Elbows, he denied symptoms. Wrists, he denied symptoms. Hips, he denied symptoms. Ankle, he denied symptoms. Feet, he denied symptoms. New paragraph. Neurological review of symptoms. He indicates some history of visual change. Subparagraph, he's due to see his ophthalmologist for reexamination. Subparagraph, he was counseled to have an evaluation for possible increased ocular pressure. New paragraph. He denied a history of unusual tremor or motor dyspraxia. New paragraph. He denied motor weakness. New paragraph. He denied sensory changes. New paragraph. He denied unusual ataxia. New paragraph. He may have some symptoms of dyssomnia. New paragraph. He is overweight. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Mental status. Ted Gates drove 140 miles today for his evaluation. Despite this, he appears to be alert-oriented, pleasant, and in no particular distress. His immediate, recent, remote memories are all well-preserved, as his thinking is logical and goal-oriented and without unusual ideation, appropriately curious and inquisitive about his history findings and need for further care. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 today appeared to be within normal limits, with normal extraocular movements and pupillary reactions, no unusual facial asymmetry or facial movements. New paragraph. Motor examination demonstrates normal bulk tone and strength with moderate obesity in the upper and lower extremities. Sensory examination is intact to all modalities by observation. New paragraph. His deep tendon reflexes were deferred. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing shows no tremor at rest with intention or movement. Range of motion with distraction maneuvers demonstrates no inducible rigidity. New paragraph. Ambulatory examination remains fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph. Diagnosed, that is laboratory. CT imaging of the brain was accomplished at 7th, 2022, and showed a congenitally absent corpus callosum, encephalomalacia in the right parietal lobe with cystic changes, a 4-millimeter rightward shift of the midline structure of the cerebrum, the presence of a ventriculostomy catheter entering through the right parietal bone, extending into the right lateral ventricle, crossing the midline into the anterior horn of the left lateral ventricle, with the tip of the ventriculostomy catheter appeared to be in the cerebral white matter of the left frontal lobe. Craniectomy changes were identified in the right occipital bone and in the midline of the right cerebellum. A cystic region is seen in the right lateral aspect of the posterior fossa. An additional 3.1 by 2.7 by 2.4 cystic region between the hemispheres of the cerebellum posteriorly. Right greater than left tonsillar ectopia with the tip of the right cerebellar tonsil not identified in these images. The craniocervical junction appears quote chronic with effacement of the CSF spaces. There was mild mucosal thickening seen in the visualized paranasal sinuses with normal appearing mastoid air cells. New paragraph. diagnostic impression. Hud Oates presents with a clinical history suggesting risk factor for recurrent syncope, possibly as a consequence of intracranial pressure changes, with maybe possible partial obstruction of the CSF catheter. New paragraph. His clinical history would suggest that he may be at risk for having partial or generalized seizures, although no clinical history of generalized convulsions is seen or reported, nor has he been treated for such in the past. New paragraph. In consideration of this history and presentation, I'm recommending the following. Number one, we are going to refer him to the shunt specialist at UC Davis for evaluation and consideration for shunt revision or adjustment with his current findings. New paragraph. Diagnostic electroencephalogram will be ordered at a location as close as reasonably possible, possibly Shasta or Mercy Hospital in Reading. New paragraph. Cerebral MR imaging will be accomplished. We will try and get that study done at a reasonable location, which may be in the Shasta area or possibly in Reading or even, if necessary, at Open Systems Imaging in Chico. New paragraph. For the time being, I have no other recommendations for further treatment since it is not entirely clear that his clinical symptoms are going to progress or get worse. But I've discussed all this with him, and should there be a change in his symptoms, then we would suggest possible hospitalization, maybe at local or even at UC Davis where he could be seen. New paragraph. At this time, he appears reasonably clinically stable. New paragraph. I've asked him to contact my office should there be any change in his symptoms. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when we have additional information and further recommendations, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.